we probably should take a look at some of the scary movies. Joining us from the interior of BC, our favorite, handsomest beardo of them all in Penticton. What the hell should we watch this weekend? Steve Stebbing is here. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's Halloween weekend almost.
This is your favorite time, isn't it? Right?
Absolutely. This is the spooky month. I love it with the spooky wheel, everything. Oh, it's just great. Great times.
Right. Okay. So let's get started. Let's cut right into it because we do have the spooky wheel. Ryan and Steve are very excited about this. What does it mean? Well, it means that we picked a scary movie last week and the fellas are very excited to talk about it. So let's get started with that in a second. New releases this week. Our first clip is Wendell and Wild.
I know what you are, Cat. You're a Hellmaiden. But it has to be our secret. That's how I can protect you.
Protect me from what?
Your demons.
All right, Wendell and Wild, Steve Stebbing, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up. Henry Selick, this is the guy behind Nightmare Before Christmas, Coraline, Monkey Bone. And now he's adapting his own book with the help of Jordan Peele, who co-wrote this with him, for another beautifully animated stop-motion film with Key and Peele reuniting to do the voices of Wendell and Wild. And yeah, it's got a lot of heart. It's kind of about underlyingly managing your demons, and I really dug that. Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it could be like one of those family Halloween rewatches every year, I think.
A new tradition, Steve.
There we go. We're always
very
looking
exciting
for
them. All right, next on the list of new releases with Steve Stebbing is Armageddon Time.
The United States stands for an idea whose time is now.
Ronald Reagan will win tonight.
What a schmuck.
I think I want to be an artist when I grow up.
You're going to be an artist if you want to be. Nothing's going to stop you.
You're going to college.
All right, so small town life is killing you here, Steve, on this one.
Yeah, because I don't get to see this movie. I don't know when I'll get to see it here in Penticton. And it's really upsetting because it's writer and director James Gray. And I love this guy. He doesn't make the same movie twice. I mean, his last movie was a sci-fi epic with Brad Pitt called Ad Astra. He's done an adventure movie, The Lost City of Zed. But this movie, he's getting really introspective because it's quasi-biographical, because this is like a coming-of-age movie set in the Reagan era. And basically about a family still trying to obtain that American dream, which they said still existed at that time, which is kind of the start of the death of the American dream. So it's kind of ironic in a sense.
It is ironic. I like that. Okay, so can't you just like drive up to Kelowna? Wouldn't it be in Kelowna? Or do you want me to dip into the Shift travel budget and fly to Vancouver?
Yeah, fly me to Vancouver for a 2.5 hour movie and then fly me back. Yeah, that's good.
Sure. We got all kinds of budget.
Just open up the vault.
Yeah, we got all kinds of money to spend here.
There we go.
All right. SteveStebbing.ca is where you can go and check out all the things that Steve gets up to. Next on our shows that we should watch this weekend. Nope.
What if I told you that today you'll leave here different?
Pops.
I'm talking to you.
All right, so tell me what Nope is about, because I have a hard time understanding this one.
Speaking of Jordan Peele, this is his third feature film. And basically, it's about a guy named OJ who is running his father's horse ranch after his father passes away under mysterious circumstances, reunites with his estranged sister to kind of figure out what they're going to do with the ranch. And then something pops out of the sky. And it seems to be eating things, making things disappear. And there's a lot to unpack with this movie. There's just so much hidden stuff to this, so much subtlety, but such a brilliantly written film with great character development. And just so many nods to like classic Spielberg and stuff in this. Like Jordan Peele really is a master of tutelage who really shows off everything that is kind of built to where he is now. I mean, he even does an Akira slide in this one. And people that know the anime Akira know exactly what I'm talking about when I bring that up.
I do not. No. Hey,
you know, it's a divisive thing.
Okay. Okay. Well, if it is inappropriate, I apologize.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I don't know what it is.
It's a motorcycle move. It's a motorcycle move that happens in the movie. It's like a big moment. Jordan Peele got to do it in this movie. He geeked out about it hardcore in an interview, so I had to bring it up.
No, it's cool. It kind of felt dirty. Next on the list is breaking.
The guy in the gray hoodie is robbing the bank.
Who's in charge here?
Well, she is, but we're both.
I'm the manager. Estelle Valerie.
Estelle, once they leave, you lock the front and back doors, you understand me? You lock them all.
All right, so tell us about Breaking Steve Stebbing.
Yeah, this is based on a true story, but it's about a former Marine who has now been discharged from the Army and is denied his compensation by Veteran Affairs. So he decides to take a Wells Fargo bank hostage. And it's one of those tense hostage negotiator and the bank robber kind of negotiation film. And John Boyega is the star of this one. People would know him from Star Wars, the later trilogy here. And I really wanted to like this film because it is a very important one about kind of failing the people that have served the American people and the American and the states in the military. But it just kind of feels so uneven. Like the performances don't feel like they're always on par with the lead actor. And I thought the execution just left a lot to be desired. And for such an important story, there really should have been more substance and feeling coming out of this film when you finish it.
SteveStebbing.ca is his website. Every week, Steve always sort of pitches this idea because he kind of wigs out about a DVD. Like, he just sort of freaks out. And he calls it Steve's Complete DVD Freakout, just so you know. So here it is. This is the choice this week. Ed, and Eddie, and my other brother, Daryl, the Complete Series.
Floppy ran like a chicken.
Chickens,
where do you get off? You guys are totally acting like jerks. Why don't you leave poor Jimmy alone? He's younger than you, you know, and blah, 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 blah.
Man, Naz looks awesome today.
All right, so tell us about Ed, and Eddie, the Complete Series, Steve.
See, I'm a Teletoon kid. Like, I was kind of like a preteen teenager when Teletoon kicked off in Canada. And this Canadian series was part of that rollout, Ed, and Eddie, which is just basically our version of Nickelodeon, like all those Dexter's Laboratory and Powerpuff Girls and all that kind of stuff. Like, this was our Canadian version of it. And I think it's the only one really to make it across into America and kind of hitting bigger on the Cartoon Network. And I think Johnny Bravo would be the only other one, but this one's just all nostalgia to kind of force on the kids now that it's in a Complete Series box set, which is kind of what I'm doing. And she's sort of into it. I don't know. Maybe it's the 90s rust on it that's not totally translating super well, but I still think it's hilarious, and it's just a nice fog of nostalgia for sure.
Well, that's kind of cool. We always have, everyone has that generational kids moment, right? For some people, for Canadians, it might be raccoons, right?
Yes.
Would be one, you know, and these sort of Canadian icons through the ways that we've done. So I'm glad you brought that up. SteveStebbing.ca, what the hell should we watch this weekend? Tales of the Jedi on TV on Disney Plus.
It is the only way you will truly have victory,
my Padawan.
Again.
Dooku, stand down.
Here's the thing I don't understand about Star Wars, Steve.
Okay.
It's so far in the future. We've evolved. We're traveling space. Amazing, right? Yet, people still have accents from Earth. You would think we would have homogenized a little bit more.
And it's funny because Bill Burr was in Mandalorian, and he's from Space Boston, or so we're led to believe. I don't know. I guess I think Ryan can agree to this. We just kind of let it happen.
It just sounds cool. Like he's got Count Dooku or Count Dooku. It's just, you know, it's just a creative choice.
Because it sounds smart. Like, I think that I always think that people that sound like you're from America or Canada, we always sound kind of lazy. And then English folks with their right and proper English, like they sound like super proper. And then when you take like someone who's super proper in their language, but then you make them a badass, somehow that's really cool. I'm just saying, a few hundred years from now, when this is all happening in space, you think we would have sort of all started speaking the same?
Hello.
You know, it's just leading towards a space opera where it's all just like dirt, like East London, like Guy Ritchie, like Snatch accents.
Big fat jazz hands. That's what it is. All right. What the hell should we watch this weekend? Steve Stebbing. There's the list. SteveStebbing.ca publishes all kinds of things, bonus things on there as well. Conversations, ideas, and reviews of movies and so much more.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.